Yeah, one of the themes in the managers was your consistency, your ability to throw strikes consistently. Where does that come from?
I think having a good game plan and just being sound in mechanics and kind of knowing what you want to do before you go out there. And it takes a doubt out, and you can throw a pitch with 100%, commitment.
You said the first time we saw you start, I think it was a sixth inning, you were pretty gassed. How do you feel now?
I feel good. Feel good.
You think you're getting better with each outing? Because it looks that way out there.
Right? I would hope so. I mean, that's the plan. I don't look in the past and I don't look in the future. Just try to, take each game, each pitch at a time. And try not to evaluate too much or analyze and just stick with the process. I want to know what I'm doing. And that's about it.
Did you take it as a somewhat of an honor or a vote of confidence that he had you pitch the first game?
I guess, but in the same sense, there's a lot of different reasons why, things are set up the way they are. I don't know all of them. And I'm sure only a few people know all of them, but whenever I'm told to pitch, I go out there and pitch, and that's my job.
Chad, I know when you got to spring training, you were confident you'd make the club and just keep going about the way you've done it for so many years, but for things to be going like this...
No, it's great. I think I've put a lot of time and effort and work into being, having a good craft and pretty much dedicated myself to getting better and staying consistent. So it's kind of surprising, but at the same time, I kind of expect it out of myself.
Sergio was talking about how you just go right at guys and throw strikes. Is that something that's been a kind of development for you over the years? Or?
No, of course. Like I said earlier, going into the game with a game plan and a plan of attack is a lot of... It helps a lot, it takes a lot of guessing out and Buster's got a great sense, for the game and if I'm not, sure on the pitch, I know he's pretty sure. So, together, we do pretty well.
I know you try to stay away from big picture stuff. I know it's going to be Bochy's call or Getty's call. Would you like to stay in the rotation?
Whatever they need me to do. Obviously I like to start. I enjoy starting, but, if it comes down to me going to the pen and that's best for the team, then I'll be, down there and ready to go.
Does it help at all that you've been a good starter in the past? You said you don't talk about your past experiences. You've had that success as before as a starting pitcher.
Like I said before, I try not to dwell on what I've done in the past or I just try to learn from mistakes that I've made and grow and each day try to get better at something that I'm not good at, So I think just working to try to optimize everything that I have is what I'm trying to do.
When Sergio Romo was talking about you, the word he used was direct. He likes how you're so direct, everything's in the strike zone, here it is. Have you gone through stages where you try to be sort of like,
yeah,
try to fool the pitcher?
Yeah, of course. When I came up, I was, I had a lot... I guess you could say a lot different mentality. I was young. I just kind of had it through. I didn't really pitch, and I've learned the hard way that it's not always about how nasty your stuff is or how hard you can throw. It's about where you can throw it and how you attack a hitter.
A lot was made of this series and this game in particular. How big a win is this for the team?
It's huge. It's huge. Any win in our division is huge. Any win, period, is huge. But, to come out after the break and win the first game and start the second season off on a good note is exactly what everybody in this clubhouse wanted to do. And everybody put together and, just worked and battled, and we came out on top.
Again tonight, 0-for-11, they're right-handers. What is it about right-handers that...
I don't know. I guess righty on righty. I don't know. I feel that I've got a pretty good breaking ball to a right-hander. I know it's tough on them sometimes, so I think that might be able to equalize it. And I just think getting ahead of hitters, regardless whether it's right-handed or left-handed, is huge. The percentage of them getting hits goes way down when you're ahead in the count. So that's what I try to do.
Think of it that way, or is it just doing your part?
No, I signed over here to to do what I'm doing now, and that's fill in or long relief or whatever they need me. And you know, the ability to do both was one of the reasons why they signed me. So, you know, I just feel like I'm, you know, doing my job, and that's the approach I take.